Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
I was thinking about this powerful key moment where Jesus shared a final meal with his disciples. It was the last time they would eat together. And he had an important message to communicate. Sometimes children have important messages that they want to communicate to us. It's okay. My wife sends her love. She's home with Ariella today because Ariella had a tough night. But John 13:3, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, he takes off his robe, and he wraps a towel around his waist, and he poured water into a basin. And then he begins to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that he had around him. I think about that. Jesus was teaching the disciples about servant leadership, right? He was their leader, their Messiah, yet he was serving them. Even earlier, Jesus had taught them in Matthew 20:25, you know, the rulers of this world lord over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them, but among you, it'll be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. So we see that someone, as they grow in knowledge and relationship with God, it makes you want to serve others. And there is a power in serving. Jesus wanted his disciples to understand that. That's why he gave the object lesson of washing their feet and putting the towel around his waist and taking all his nice outer garments off. For the next few weeks, I want to talk about the topic of living to serve or loving to serve. Jesus said in John 15:12, he said, "This is my commandment, love each other in the same way I've loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command." But how, and this is the question, how can we truly love each other? One way that we can love each other is by serving one another. Jesus showed us what that love can look like when he served and he washed the disciples' feet. Jesus showed us what that looked like when he died on the cross. True love is going beyond words to be transformed into actions. Jesus said in John 15:13, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend." And of course, Jesus was talking about himself laying down his life on the cross, but he was also talking about us laying down our lives for others, putting others first, learning how to serve, just as Jesus washed the disciples' feet. We are to serve one another. That's a challenge to us. Love, when truly displayed, always involves serving. I don't know if you've noticed that. I can't tell my wife that I love her and not have acts of service. I cannot love my children. I can't tell my children that I love them and not serve them as well. I can't say to the church that I love you and not serve them. Service is an outward expression of an internal love that is present. It's the evidence that there is love working inside of us, because that love becomes more than words. God doesn't need a love that just sounds pretty. God wants a love that has actions. James said it this way in James 2:20. "Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless?" So our faith, we can act as spiritual as we want to act, but if there's not good deeds attached to it, if there's not action attached to the faith, then it's actually dormant. Faith needs good deeds. Love needs good deeds. To be a healthy expression of Christian faith, we have to serve one another. So saying that we love without serving is really pointless. I don't know about you, but I don't want someone just to tell me that they love me. I want to see the fruit of their love in my life. I want to see the actions of love, how they treat me. Lets me know if the love is real. In the same way, how we serve shows the reality of our love towards others. And there's a key part of what Jesus says here in John 15, 12. He said, this is my commandment, love each other in the same way I've loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. So love each other this way. Love each other this way. Look at somebody and say, love each other this way. What is the way? Laying down one's life. So what does that mean? We know that Jesus did this literally on the cross, but what is the takeaway lesson for us following in Christ's footsteps? What does it mean to lay down our lives? What does that look like? I believe one of the ways that looks like is serving. When we serve someone else, we put them before ourselves. In Ephesians, Paul tells all the husbands in the room, this is a reminder for you in Ephesians 5:25, for husbands, this means love your wives as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. To serve someone, you have to put them before yourself. To serve God, you must put him before yourself. To serve your spouse, you have to put them before yourself. To serve your family, you've got to put them before yourself. To serve others, you must put them before your own desires. Right. Serving is about laying down your life. What greater love is this than to lay down your life for someone? To lay down your life for the ones that God has placed in your path. Jesus laid down his life, not just for the people immediately around him, but also for the world that needed redemption. Successfully following Jesus is about learning how to lay down our lives. Following Jesus is about learning how to put others before ourselves. Jesus said it like this. In Mark 12:31, love your neighbor as yourself. Serve your neighbor the way that you serve yourself, or do unto others the way you would want done to you. Serve others the way that you would want to be served. Paul said, Romans 12:10, he said, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Now, that's a different idea than our culture. Honor one another above yourself. So often in our culture, it's so much about self. But how can we honor each other above even ourselves? I've stopped worrying so much about my own honor, and now I focus on how to honor others around me. If you do that, if you seek to honor others, people will always seek you out to honor you. It's the simple law of sowing and reaping. So we don't concern ourselves with how to honor ourselves, but how to honor others in our lives. Defending the honor of others, serving others, honoring them in that way. This is how we devote ourselves to each other in love. We serve each other. Now, when God called Moses, he asked him an important question, and you may remember he was at the burning bush. It was that pivotal moment in his life where God called him and really gave him instructions for what to do. And in the midst of this moment, God said this to him in Exodus 2:4. The Lord asked him, what is that in your hand? What is that in your hand? Listen, this is important to all of our calling, to what God has given us all to do various different things, but this is something in common that God says to all of us. What is that in your hand? And that's a powerful question right there. God is about to use Moses to transform a nation, but it started with this question. What's in your hand? What do you have? What do you have the ability to do? What's in your hand? How can you help? How can you serve? What is your portion? That's what God was asking Moses, and I believe that's what God is asking us. Ecclesiastes tells us in Ecclesiastes 9:10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Now don't just do it halfway. Do it to the best of your ability. Do it with excellence. Whatever you do, however you can serve, do it to the best of your ability. You may not think that what you have is much, but little is much when God is in the middle of it. A seemingly small area of service can have a big impact. Some of the most impactful things are the small ways that we serve each other. I know that's true in a marriage. I know that's true in a family. Sometimes it's the small things that mean the most. Sometimes the most powerful statements of love are communicated through simple acts of service. The same is true in how we serve each other. What do I have in my hand to offer others that God has placed in my life? It may seem small to me, but it can be profound to others. What act of service can I offer that can bless those around me? Whatever you find to do with your hands, do with all your ability. Whatever that area is, even if it's small, do it in excellence. Do it as unto God. Even a small act of service, if done in excellence, can have a big impact. So what is the takeaway? What's the closing thought? What's in your hand? What's in your hand today? Moses had a simple shepherd's staff, and God used that simple shepherd's staff to do the miraculous 10 plagues in Egypt. Are you willing to use whatever God has placed in your hand to do something miraculous, even if you think it's small? My prayer is that God would change the posture of our hearts. That we could go from a place where serving others is optional to a knowledge that serving is critical in our spiritual walk. Serving causes growth. Jesus said, the greatest in the kingdom will be a servant. First and foremost, the servant of all, Jesus. Secondarily, us as we learn and we grow in the understanding of how to serve one another, in the ability of how to serve one another. How can we go on a journey that Jesus put those disciples on so many years ago when he took off his robes, he put on that towel, he washed their feet, a simple act of service. And that should be our prayer. Jesus, help me serve like you have served. Help me serve in ways that you want me to serve. Whether I feel like my contribution is big or my contribution is small, let me do my part. Let me do it with all of my might. Teach me how to lay down my life and put someone else before me. God, teach me to serve. Let's bow our heads. God, I thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're saying. There are things that you say to us that impact us in such a way that open up new levels of growth in our lives. God, I pray as we reflect in this month and we contemplate on what it is to serve others and in what ways you would have us serve others, God, let us grow like never before. Let us live a life that honors you. Let us find the impact in serving others. God, I thank you for the opportunity to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve those that don't know Christ. God, I thank you for the opportunity to serve those that you've placed in our path. God, thank you for the opportunity to serve those in our family. God, thank you for the opportunity to serve, God, those precious relationships, God, that you've placed around us. And maybe as our heads are bowed and you say, Pastor, I'm not where I want to be with God right now. I feel like I've drifted in my relationship with him. But I want to reconnect. I want to reconnect with him. I feel like I've drifted, but I want to know, I want to walk out of this place knowing that I'm in the right place with Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you today, right where you are. Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about right there, is saying yes to Jesus. Whether you're saying yes for the first time or you're saying yes, I'm coming back. If you lifted up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for dying on the cross, for my sins, for my failures. And I'm sorry for the times I missed it, for the times I did the wrong things. I need you to apply your perfect work on the cross to my life. Give me a clean slate. Give me a fresh start. I need you to lead me, to guide me, so that I can walk in your footsteps and live a life that pleases the Father. Jesus, be my leader. Jesus, be my Lord. In Jesus' name, everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.